Hey, I thought you might be interested in what my journey looked like now that I've been through 24 years of franchise ownership. Stick around for part one. Come along for the ride with me.
This is the Franchise Pitfalls and Profit Show. Each week, we bring you the challenges and triumphs of being in the franchise development and consulting business. The things you need to make money faster. And now your host, one of the most successful franchise developers in North America, Don Shin.
Hey, I thought you might be interested in how I got into franchising, how I got into business for myself. Come along to on the journey with me, and we'll go back 24 years and start to share some of the details. And I'm doing this because I want you to learn from what I went through. So if you're considering owning a franchise yourself, if you're considering starting a business through franchise ownership, I want you to experience what I experienced. I want you to learn from it. But you know, if you're on the other side of the equation, if you're helping people into franchising for as your career, if you're a franchise broker, or if you're a fran dev rep for a franchisor, or if you're an emerging brand founder that's helping people into your system, I want you to see what someone that's gone through it very successfully now and 24 years later, I want you to see where it all started. And I wanted you all to learn from what I went through. So I'm going to start with my background. I think that's what I'm going to do as part one. And I wanted you to know that I think there's two big pieces to someone making a big career change like this. And one is going to be negative influences, dissatisfaction, if you will. And I think the second one is going to be the future looking. You could call it your vision. You could call it people's dreams and objectives and their hopes for doing something like that. And I want you to know that, you know, I had just finally had it with the corporate life. I had a tremendous career. I moved very, very quickly up the corporate ladder in the structure of a Fortune 250 size company. And it was a great ride. But in the last year to 15 months, we had gone through a hostile takeover. My position had been eliminated. I got absorbed and bounced around. Every quarter, I had a different leader, a different manager. And quite frankly, I was better than that. And while we had moved seven times in 19 years, most of them were without children or with very, very little young children. And we didn't have to deal with schooling and a lot of those kinds of things until the last move or so. But I also saw that in order to continue to advance my career, even with somebody else, with another company. And I had two great offers, but both of them also required another move. And so we were just done with upsetting our lives, and we didn't want to upset our children's school changes. And there was just nothing locally for me to advance my career, make the same kind of monies that I was making, unless I looked at something unique to do. And that to me was business ownership through franchising. Now, I keep saying through franchising. What I originally started to do was to look at business ownership. And interestingly enough, I said, I don't have a clue what I could own and run. I had tremendous confidence that I would be good at whatever I did, but where do I start? What do I do? So I actually engaged for several months with a career coach. And today there's all kinds of different coaches and there's a lot of help in franchising. Back then I had no idea there, and I don't even know if there were franchise consultants or career coaches through franchising or not. But I certainly just went kind of a more traditional route with a career coach. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is to get help. That's probably the biggest thing I would encourage those of you who are thinking about doing something like this is get some help. Don't go it alone. This is one of the biggest three decisions you'll make in your life. So don't go it alone. Get some help. And the piece of that help is do assessments. You know, some of these you can do yourself online. There's Strength Finder, and there's DISC, and there's Briggs-Myers or Myers-Briggs. I never remember which one gets first billing. But you want to do some assessments. You want to do some reflection. You want to look at yourself in the mirror and see exactly who you are, what you like to do, and to just help you have more confidence in doing something different and really stepping out. Again, I knew that I'd be good at whatever I did. And I don't mean that to be arrogant or cocky, but I just had great confidence. I could do, I have the drive and the ambition and a lot of skill sets to be good at whatever I chose to do. But I also candidly, as I said earlier, I didn't know what business I would like to do. I didn't know how to start it. This is what amazes me at people who start businesses, because I think often when we're starting a business, we fail to recognize the structure that's already in that business. And I have a video on our website that talks about talks very specifically about an example of imagine if you needed a car to get to work to make money. But you had to build that car while you're also going to work and making money. And, you know, you could get the engine to run, and maybe you had to stand there and drive, and maybe it didn't have a roof over it, but for a few days, and while it wasn't raining, that was okay. So then you installed the seat and used something to cover the engine, but, you know, you still didn't have a roof over your head. So you drove to work a couple of times in the rain. Starting a business yourself is like you need to, most cases, people need to make money while they're getting this business organized. And so that's why I knew that I couldn't set up a business on my own. And so I knew I needed the help of a franchise model. And that's what's so terrific about franchising. You know, you get all the support. You know, the other big thing is I was coming from a Fortune 250 company. You know, when I had a problem, I called somebody for help. When I needed training in an area of the business that I didn't have, I went and got training. I got tremendous training. We had a 3-month training program to make me a sales engineer so that I could learn the technical aspects of the company that I was working for. These are the kinds of things you get when you start a business through franchising. You get the training. When you need some help, you've got people to call. So I knew I needed a franchise. I didn't know anything about franchise consulting. So I got to tell you, the second component or the component of making a career change is that help into, you know, bridging you into franchising as a way to do that. So there were no franchise consultants around. I was kind of winging it. I was done with the career coach because she didn't know anything about franchising. And so I got help and it was good to a point. But today, if you like me were saying, I definitely need a franchise, but I don't know how to go about investigating a franchise. Most franchise consultants are also now career coaches as well. At least our company does that. We do assessments. We have questionnaires and interviews. We do a lot with you to determine what's a good type of franchise, what's a good industry for you to be in, and what's specific franchises in those industries. Get advice, you know, so get help in the early stages and get advice as to how to transition into what type of business and investigate, you know, part of that investigation, if you are going to go the route of franchising. And I encourage anybody like me, if it was their very first franchise, I encourage you to educate yourself. And you can do that in different ways, but you can do that through getting that help someone that has the relationships in franchising to be able to help you. I encourage you, if you go down that road and you are looking at franchises, I would encourage you to investigate more than just one. This is not, I did not do this. So learn from one of my mistakes. I got lucky. I got into a great franchise. I did a lot of healthy due diligence. I had a lot of dissatisfaction, as I said, but I also know that I had a lot of vision. I had a lot of purpose. I knew I wanted to help people. I got into a coaching franchise. I knew I needed to be in a real people business. I needed to be pouring into people and encouraging people. And I knew I wanted to change lives. I knew I wanted to not just impact my community. I wanted to impact my state. So I knew all of these things. But one of the mistakes I made that I would encourage you not to do is to don't just get enamored with a single franchise. You want to have comparisons. You want to look at different things. Even if it's two different types of franchises, you want to look at, again, if you're matched properly and they recommend a dog washing franchise and a business coaching franchise, you want to have something to bounce it against. You know, what are good royalty rates and what are fair franchise fees and all types of things. But if you get siloed into one thing, I just always believe that you just won't be 100% sure that it's really the right thing for me. I was blessed. I was fortunate. Again, I had a lot of dissatisfaction, but I also had a lot of vision and drive and purpose moving in this direction. So I was blessed and I was fortunate to do it. But I would encourage you, again, get some help, take assessments. If you go on the franchise route, get help in bridging you into that arena. And again, just don't go it alone. So this is part one. I hope this was helpful to you. Stick around because I'm going to go ahead and do another episode telling you more about the next phase, the due diligence phase of buying a franchise.